By June 18th, Grant's overland campaign had consumed 46 days of moving and fighting, with 65,000 Northern casualties, and Lee remained undefeated. Many Union enlistments were about to expire, and the Army of the Potomac was worn out. Both sides started construction of massive fortifications stretching from below Petersburg north across the James River and toward Richmond, to begin 10 months of complicated trench warfare. For George Sharp, the overland campaign ended with a major intelligence failure. He lost track of an entire Confederate corps. Seeing that Grant had dispatched Hunter and Sheridan to the Shenandoah, Lee decided he had to risk weakening Richmond's defenses so he could save the valley's rich harvest, desperately needed to feed his army. He rushed Major General Wade Hampton's cavalry division to intercept Sheridan. He also ordered the men of the Second Corps, now commanded by Jubal Early, to depart for Lynchburg to take care of Hunter and reclaim the valley's grain fields and supplies. Stoop-shouldered from rheumatism, the 47-year-old Early was a grizzled lieutenant general shot through the shoulder by a musket bullet 2 years earlier. After securing the valley supplies, Lee told Early he could cross the Potomac and threaten Washington if his force wasn't needed back in Richmond. It would certainly distract Grant and perhaps force him to loosen his grip on Richmond. From this gambit, Lee wrote Davis, "I anticipate good results." Grant had not anticipated this move by Lee. The Union commander, who before the war had met many of the men now leading the Confederate Army, and who said often that he knew exactly how each general would react in combat, thought Lee had no choice but to concentrate his troops at Petersburg and Richmond to save the capital, not divert forces to the Shenandoah. Though he understood the valley was the breadbasket for Lee's army and his corridor to the north, Grant plainly underestimated Lee's boldness when the odds were long. Sharp's bureau did not detect the departure of Early's corps, not because Lee succeeded in masking its movement. Instead, a confluence of coincidence enabled the Confederate commander to slip away unnoticed.